Hello, Houston, this is Ken.
Roger, Ken.
Jack, the LEM CO2 canister is in a sleeping bag with the suit on the right-hand side, and it's at the foot of the sleeping bag, right next to A6.
All right, Roger, copy. Thank you, Gene. Apollo 10 Houston. If you're eating breakfast and got time to listen, I've got some newspaper reports. Otherwise, I've got some pads and so forth. Over.
Okay, go ahead, Jack. We'll listen.
Okay, one technical item first. The hydrogen tank fans, we'd like number one off and number two on. Over.
Number one's coming off and number two's on.
Okay, the Orange Bugle, Pasadena, California. Scientists have found minute forms of life on a volcano-wracked Antarctic island. They believe it's much like the polar regions of Mars. Dr. Roy E. Cameron, Jet Propulsion Laboratory microbiologist, said in a report released Monday that algae, fungi, and bacteria had started to grow in lava rubble a year after Deception Island was rocked by volcanic blasts in December 1967. Kansas City. The Weather Bureau Sunday night said that it had received many calls from people in Missouri and Kansas inquiring about a bright object seen to the left of the moon. Many thought it possibly might be Apollo 10 on its return trip to Earth. At first, a recording from the Weather Bureau informed callers the bright object was the planet Mars, but amateur astronomers in Kansas City said it was the planet Jupiter. In St. Louis, the Weather Bureau said it had been advised by the president of the Astronomical Society in St. Louis that the bright object near the moon is definitely Jupiter. Aboard the USS Princeton, about $750,000 is being spent on live color television of Apollo 10's Monday splashdown in the Pacific, but the networks are uncertain about the quality of the pictures. The pictures will be beamed by a communications satellite to Brewster Flat, Washington. From there, they will be transmitted by microwave circuit to New York. The trouble is, nobody has ever tried to send a picture that far, says Carl Hoffenberg, a national broadcasting company producer assigned to the TV pool aboard this prime recovery ship. Washington. President Nixon celebrated the sixth anniversary of the signing of the Organization of African Unity Charter at a colorful diplomatic reception Sunday evening and promised to work for the future progress and prosperity of that continent. London. Two Soviet scientists Sunday congratulated the Apollo 10 astronauts for contributing to man's knowledge of space. Soviet astronomer Nikolai Kardashev said on Moscow Radio's English service, "I should like to believe that the American moon flight and the Soviet Venus probes will promote further progress in space exploration. I wish the crew of Apollo 10 successful completion of their space mission." Professor Alla Mesevich, a Soviet space researcher, said on the same broadcast, "Soviet and American space probes are advancing world science." In the sports news, in baseball, Atlanta 4, Phillies 1. The Astros licked the Mets 6-3, having won 17 of the last 21 games. I don't think you want to hear about the Cubs. San Diego took a doubleheader from the Cubs. San Diego 10, Cubs 2, first game. Cubs 1, San Diego nothing in the second game. And in the golf world, Atlanta Burt Yancey, America's lone hope on a day dominated by foreigners, sank his third consecutive birdie putt on the second hole of a sudden-death playoff Sunday to edge Australian Bruce Devlin for the Atlanta Golf Classic Championship. Yancey and Devlin both sank 10-foot birdie putts on the final hole of regulation play to post matching 11-under-par 277s that enabled them to finish one stroke ahead of South Africa's Gary Player, who also closed with a birdie, and it put them into a sudden-death playoff. Both had 3-under-par 69s in the final round. And that's the news.
Okay, Houston, this is Jim. We just picked up three more guys. We got the suit still flat. The CMP suit is under the left couch with a helmet on it, up at the, up under the right couch with a helmet on it, as per directed yesterday in the sleeping bag. The LMP couch in the LMP suit and the CDR suit are under the center couch, stowed as per directed. directed by the North American document that shows one suit with its head stowed footward, the other with its head stowed toward the head of the couch with the hat on the top of it.
Roger, copy. Thank you. And Apollo 10, Houston, we have a another type bit of information here. Spacecraft 106 had a harness which would not release after latching. And the recommendation in your case is to, if you have time and you can't get one released, to take it apart at the harness adjusters. Or if you have to get out of it in a hurry, keep a pair of scissors handy nearby to cut the straps. And both of these methods have been attempted and verified to work. Over.
You mean which wouldn't let go at the buckle? Over.
That's right.
I'll be darned. How about that? You know which harness it was?
No, I don't, but I can attempt to find out here. Apollo 10, Houston, we will make mid-course 7. It'll be approximately 1.5 feet per second in order to bring the G level down, over.
Okay, Jack.
This is Apollo Control. A decision has been made to do mid-course correction burn number 7. RCS burn of about 1.5 foot per second. It will reduce the flight path angle to from 6.65 degrees, minus 6.65 degrees, to minus 6.5 degrees, about 15 hundredths of a degree change, which will thereby reduce the entry deceleration from a little over 7 G's to about 6.7 G's. Continuing to monitor air ground for resumption of conversation. A few moments ago, the entry interface time was incorrectly identified as splash time. The clock identified as ET is time to entry interface, or 400,000 feet above the Earth's surface. Now showing 6 hours, 4 minutes, 40 seconds, mark 6440. Continuing to monitor air ground.
Houston, this is Apollo 10, over.
Go ahead.
Roger, when you give us this new rest mat and we go to realign to it, can you give us an attitude which we will be able to avoid the prospect of the gimbal lock program alarm to maneuver to do the realign, over.
Roger, we understand you want some angles to avoid the program alarm.
Yes, sir. And some good angles to see the stars.
Roger, stand by. We'll get them for you.
If possible, about 180 from the sun.
Okay, thank you. And, Tim, that lap belt business, we don't know which seat that occurred in, but it was in spacecraft 108, over.
Okay, well, that's no problem then. That's spacecraft 108's problem.
Rog, I wasn't sure that I gave you the right number. But we just wanted to alert you to this potential problem that arose.
Houston, according to my star chart, that thing out beside the moon is Jupiter.
Roger, then the expert from St. Louis is correct, right?
And also, according to the optics, that little rascal has about 3 or 4 moons running around it right now that you can see through the optics.
Roger.
Or maybe it's a fleet of, maybe it's one great big space crab with a fleet of, well, a bunch of little ones. I guess we better not put that word out.
Yeah, like somebody said before, you guys have been up there too long.
Houston, Apollo 10.
Morning, Tom.
Roger. Say, how did the Soviet Venus probe go? Did it land okay? Over.
Say again, please.
Roger. What about the Soviet Venus probe? Did it land all right? Over.
Let us research that and get some word. Stand by in the Venus probe. We got some super sleuths working on that.